Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to Word of Eternal Life broadcast from WCNO 89.9, the Good News Station. Thank you for listening. And today we continue to discuss what we have been talking about, the Mountain Sermon of Jesus Christ, and we have came to chapter 7 when it started at chapter 5. Today I like to repeat the verse I read last time when we ended up the message was, ask, you shall be given to you, seek, you will find, knock, and the door will be opened to you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful word that we ask, it shall be given to us. We seek, we shall find, and we knock, the door will be open to you. Thank you for your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are talking about your Son, Jesus Christ's messages. Thank you. Please help us to discuss, understand, and make it practice in our life. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. So the verse says, ask, it shall be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened to you. See, when Jesus say these verses, it's a word of God, because Jesus himself is God, and I have talked about his godliness and his authority as a God from the scriptures in the previous my messages. I may do that again another occasion. So when he says this scripture, the word comes out of God is called the scriptures, the word of God. Amen. Now another thing I wanted to say is when Jesus describes his words, he's speaking, he also mentioned in the Gospel of John 6, 7, those chapters, 5 onwards, you can see that he is saying that he speaking to us, or the people at the time, which is speaking to us today, that the words and the messages he heard from his Father, God the Father, who speaking through him, that's what we have approved. The Bible scholarly people who compiled the Bible approved that the word of God Jesus spoke as well is the word of God. Now, ask, it shall be given to you. When Jesus say that, there is no interruption, no doubt, no confusion in that word. If you receive the same way Jesus say that to you or me, my request is going to be happen. And if I ask, it will be given to me. Now, Jesus mentioned earlier in this chapter, the Heavenly Father knows what you deserve or what you need. Okay, what you need, your need, which God knows your need. Okay, if someone says something, I want a Mercedes today or tomorrow, I don't believe that was what God intended to give it to you. But that does not mean that there will be a time that if you are eligible, if you are able to keep it up, that you are capable to handle it, an expenditure to repairing services and maintenance and all those, you will have that. You can have it. There is a legitimate reason you have it. So whoever drives whatever car, it is decided in a matter of fact, in my opinion, my belief, that it God decides it. Yes, we need certain materials, we need transportation that God gives you based on your ability that you can handle that. right? So it is the same way like some people get lottery. People get a $450 million lottery and end up bankrupt in a few years. What does that tell you? This person was not able to handle that much money. Maybe he or she may be not even able to handle $100. So you have to also understand from your common sense that do you want to handle something you are not able to handle? No, you don't want to. So you will have to know, like for example, I want to say this, a seven-year-old child, you will not hand him a car to drive. You won't hand him a knife to cut something, a sharp knife. You won't hand him a handgun, all right? Or anything dangerous, right? Now we have to think about the economy. God already knows your economy. See, economy is also your need. Finance is your need. What's your most important need? What's your immediate need? See, God knows what your needs that way. He measures your requirement. He measures your ability because that's not a discrimination, okay? If someone say, yeah, why the neighbor has a Mercedes or have a Lexus, expensive Lexus, or something, but why I don't have it? Is God unrighteous? No, you can't judge God because he is your master, your owner, your God. He will give it to you in times if you work for it. God also wants you to be a very hardworking person, right? You will have to do the job you deserve to do. See, sometime a young person said this, that, look, I did not study up to a bachelor degree. I did not study to get a licensed education. How would I claim that the other person has their licenses and education? He is making that salary with his job, which I am not able to make it because I understand I don't have those qualifications. So you have to also need to do what God has given to you. Do you do it? You also should work, okay? Everyone who is healthy, able to do a job, need to do a job. But then you ask God for blessing. God will bless what he gave it to you. And then when you give a portion or a 10% or whatever God expects from you with your full-hearted desire, give it to him, he will increase your investment, your money which you have in your hand. Now, I'm not going to speak about the tithing or any of those things, but when I wanted to say that if you ask, it should be given to you, there is some principles behind it. You can't simply ask anything you want. You cannot ask an elephant, like in a third world country, let me say, somebody have a sheep or a goat, and he say one day, no, I want an elephant in place of this. Impossible. See, this is what we have to also think that what we are asking for. So anything you ask, you will give it to you. God said one time, Jesus said that. That means it. Whatever you deserve, you will give it. It will be given to you. But let's say my child has no food today. God, I have no work. Please help me. That answer will become right away. And then you also say, look, I am sick, I need health, Lord, heal me. That answer will come right away, right? Sometimes God will teach us a lesson. Sometimes we have to understand how to approach God. See, first of all, we have to be his children. See, when Jesus taught the prayer in Matthew chapter 6, he said this like this, in the beginning, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. See, your Father and my Father is God, the Father of God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Father is the same person. So if that means we are equal to Jesus Christ, we are never going to be equal to Jesus Christ. But our Father wants us to grow and become like Jesus Christ. He wants us to be his child, that his full obedient child Christ, like first of all, we need to obey God. We cannot ask, we cannot demand or keep asking things and then once we don't obey him. See, we need to obey God. How do we obey God? See, another lecture can be given based on how we obey God. You see, simply I want to say now is that in whatever capacity you are, if you are a husband or you are a wife, there are some rules. You need to obey each other. See, sometimes the husband is the one who is going to be the head of the house. See, not sometimes, all the time, biblically, that's how it is. That does not mean the husband is going to superimpose his power and authority and do heavy, bad things on his wife. No, husband need to love the wife, okay? So there are rules in every sex area. See, what is that obedience which I just mentioned here? A man need to obey God by loving his wife. That is a Christian. That's a child of God. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you become son of God, child of God, and you accept it, God stamped you righteous because you accepted his son Christ as your savior, and you are a sinner, you agreed that, and you believe in God, and Jesus Christ died for your sins, you are a child of God. So you're a child of God, you got to obey God. How do you obey in a husband-wife relationship? The wife needs to submit to the husband. That doesn't mean the wife has to be a slave of the husband. There is no slavery here in this marriage talk, if I have to talk about marriage. You know, I'm a Christian counselor. I have a degree in theological Christian counseling. So I know I can talk about the marriage counseling as well. But this is not a marriage counseling. But I want to say this, the principles behind asking to God for something you want. Yes, there is a word, scripture word. Jesus said, you ask in my name, anything you ask will be given to you. When you say anything, you have to really went into that word and really understand what he meant. So when you say, I obey God, do you love your wife the way she deserves it, the way you're supposed to? See, it's an unconditional love. The love which God has passed on to a husband to love his wife is unconditional. And the love the wife has to her husband is shown by agree the reasonably and discuss and questions each other, talk, decide. You know, it all depends on each person's ability and knowledge. Sometimes a wife is more educated than a husband, but that doesn't mean the husband is not the head of the house, but the husband need to understand the wife's information and knowledge and give respect to her, and even to respect her, even though if she is not equally or above educated than the husband. There is a respect deserved by the wife as the wife, the spouse. She is your body, and he is your body as well. So you got to get mutual respect and love and affection. See, just say that you are rattling and battling and fighting every day, and then you ask God for help. You're not going to get that. You understand that easily. When you are quarreling, the father don't want to do anything for you. You got to come to the agreement of love and affection and companionship and helping and caring and sharing, which the Lord God want you to do each other. That's when God will answer the prayer. Okay, so I just said to you why sometimes people does not answer, God doesn't answer the prayer. So I mentioned last time I wrote this book, wonderful book. It is highly researched with biblical prayers, all the prayers from all the way beginning to all the men of God. And then Christ's message, her teachings, like I am just saying to you, Christ's teachings about prayers, which you can see in this part of the Bible, and Matthew chapter 6, verse that we discussed last time. is from verse 9 onwards to verse 14. So there are rules there. See, when Jesus said that, yeah, you will get, if you knock the door, you will receive it. The door will be open. You ask, you shall receive. But there is a principle behind that. That principle is said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, in that prayer, where it says, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So you before you ask for something from God, you need to follow his principles. Have you forgiven to everyone? See, there may be times that we have forgotten something that many years ago happened and we were not saved at the time and we didn't get to contact that person. God understands that. We're not talking about rock and hard places to go and make this thing happen. No, we're just talking about irregular events, most of the time in a familiar circumstances which you are reachable, where you are able to communicate. Those are the things we are talking about. We are talking about sometimes in own family, brothers and sisters. You are talking about your own friends, brothers and sisters in the church. This is what we are talking about. So God is very smarter than you, me and you, that God is aware of what he is saying. He make a right judgment. So in those conditions are met, if you ask, it will be given to you. That's how I interpret. I'm a pastor. I have been studying the scripture ever since I was 5 years old. My mother put me in studying the Bible. The first book she asked me to read and study was the Proverbs. Then I have tried to get my understanding about the wisdom and knowledge of God. So may I say this to you, seek, you will find. If you are in the God's presence, an obedient child, right? That does not mean, I am not saying you're 100% always obedient. None of us are. No one in the world can do that because there are times that we miss, mishaps happens, but God understands all those. See, that's why we ask for forgiveness. God forgive us, cleanse us, purify us every single day. See, I have one of my Bible divinity teacher in master's class, theology divinity class, the professor, the theologian, my great man of God, he was talking to us, saying that, you see, we have to just to follow God, obey God, right? Which does not mean sometimes there are mishaps and we've forgotten things as well. So the important thing is this, what he said to us is that you need to go to the feet of God every day. See, he mentioned more specifically, yeah, let's say you remember you did something just like right now, that try to apologize, try to say, God, Lord, I did this, forgive me, as soon as you can. Don't keep it for the end of the day. But if you end up keeping it throughout the end of the day in a busy schedule, every night pray, Lord, if I have done anything that I don't know. You see, if you read the Psalms of David, repent, God, if there is something in me that I do not know, cleanse me, forgive me. You see, this is not that David was always sinning. No, he did committed major crimes, and he has suffered that throughout his generation. The whole generation of David suffered, and that's written in the book of 2 Kings, 1 Kings and 2 Kings. You can see that when you read through that. And God said that the sword will never leave your home, and his family, his monarchy, young generation to generation, so many murders, so many killings, and they suffered so severely. But did God forgive David? Yes, he did. That's why he is in the eternal kingdom of God. So what I am trying to explain again is God has principles. So if you are God's child, you obey God, you will be answered. Okay? So if you definitely, it is given to you. There's no question about it. It's just believe and pray that God says, Lord, it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Seek, you will find. See, seek means you really have to look around. You have to look. Somebody looking for a job, yes, you have to look. You got to look more than one place. You have to look more than many other places. Maybe it takes a little longer, but you have to keep knocking the door. You have to keep on knocking. You may not get that answer immediately as you knock immediately one time, but you should consistently ask for it. Because there are other examples Jesus talked about for consistently seeking God and consistently praying and until you receive it. I will give you some examples in the future as I continue this ministry of prayer. I will go through that section when I will continue get to it. Now, at the moment, we have to believe that you knock the door will open. The door will open. That Jesus mentioned some examples in the Gospel of Luke concerning this subject that we will go through it as I continue moving forward with this message. So, it's a guarantee. It's guaranteed with promises that it will be done. It will be done. Okay, again, it will be done. It's not a suspense. It's not a doubt subject here. He says it will be done for you. The door will open for you. You knock, it will open for you. If you have to wait, continue knocking. Please continue or pray for the subject that in time. See, this I explain in my book very well continuously about how God answers the prayers. It has a very, very detailed, complete explanation how God answers the prayers. See, I don't know all the heart of God, but I only know what God has revealed to us through the scripture and also the experiences of my own personal and my own mom's experience, which I have been watching her all my life, like I was watching her, her prayer life, the nighttime prayer, the daytime prayer, the whole night. Every time I wake up, I hear my mom praying. But let me say this to you. Every one of my mom's prayers has been answered. Every one of them. I am a living example, and I can ask my other brothers, sisters, the same thing, that every prayer my mom prayed was answered. And I'm going to tell you, I have asked God legitimate things, very legitimate things. Lord, help me. All I said, Lord, help me. And I have been helped. I received things that I will never experience. I never thought I will receive it. But I asked for something, God gave me bigger than that. God gave me bigger than that. Again, in my children's case, I pray for my children. The God give, lift them up. God bless them more than I expected. So God can give us, I guarantee, I have faith in him. I believe that if you ask the same way, you will receive. There are thousands of Christian believers in the whole world can testify on this. Amen. So that anyone is asking for things, man, you will receive it. Now, next verse, chapter 7, Matthew, verse 9. Which of you, if his son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? See, which of you do that? Jesus was speaking to a multitude of people sitting on the side of Mount Olive, where he was, this is the mountain, where he was speaking to them. Here, a crowd was gathered. This is called the Mountain Message of Christ, Message of the Mount, otherwise called. The most famous message. Sometimes a lot of people ignore this part of the Bible because it's a very simplified type of message Jesus spoke with regular, everyday dealings of people, how they deal on every situation in every day. That's what this message is about, and it will tell you how to follow God, how to obey God, how to follow the rules and regulations that established in your country, in your society, in your church. All of these are included in this message. Amen. So it's worth for you to spend some time on it. This is my early life's young time, very young time, when my mom was inspiring me to read and study the Bible. This was a part of that message that I was spending attention to it. I pay attention to it even today. After 55 some years later, I am still paying attention to this Word of God. See, this is, I call it Christianity 101. You see, in college courses, when you go to bachelor or associate degrees, that when you start studying your college degree, you start psychology 101, sociology 101, math, whatever number it is. So this is kind of a basic. Like another day, I was speaking to a young man who I mentored. You know, I still mentor him. He's a pastor in India. He's a pastor. He's pastored a couple of churches, several churches now. Almost 20 years, more than 20 years he is pastoring. And I speak to him about how God spoke about many things. So I'm saying the same way today is that with my years of experience, more than 55 years of my reading and studying the Bible, and listening to my pastors when I was growing up younger. Even today, I listen to a lot of pastors if I get a chance. If I'm on the car, I'm listening to the radio, you know, Dr. David Jeremiah, Michael Joseph, Chuck Swindley, a lot of the men of God in the past who lives today and who passed away from the earth, you know, J. Vernon McGee. I mean, in my radio station where I'm preaching, I have all of these people's messages come through. Time and time, I listen to them as well. And I grew up in the United States for at least some 40-some years. I've been listening to other great men of God because I heard and listened. I had learned more from other people's experience, what God spoke to them through the scripture. You see, sometimes God speaks the same message to every pastor, right? One time I was preaching, recording a message for WCNO. I was listening to Dr. David Jeremiah preaching the same word that same day. Unbelievable. But the thing is that every pastor and God's servant will get another angle, a little bit of little expansion, some areas more than the other area, which you have been given. So you will have to listen. You will listen to everybody, those great men of God, which I'm mentioning here, right? So this is what it is. Which of you will give a son of you, right, a stone when he asks for a bread? You will never do that. I will never do that. I don't think any human being will do that. So, and if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? Praise the Lord. This is Lord Jesus was asking this question. If that's the case, how much more the God can give you? With this, I conclude this part of the message. We'll continue the next time. May the Lord richly.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.